We'll go back to 101 North Brewing. Joel Johnson is with us this morning. Hi, Joel.
Hello.
Hi, good to have you with us this morning. Now, describe, if you can, to set this up, describe for those folks who haven't been there yet in Petaluma, the describe 101 North to us.
Well, we've got a tasting room. We're located on Scott Street, pretty close to where Lagunitas is located at, actually. And we've got a tasting room there. We've got several beers on tap and our production brewing facility.
And boy, oh boy, you know how to name your beers. I'll say that for you, Joel. There are things like, Indigo Pale Ale, Naughty and Imperial Stout, Stigmata American Red Rye Ale. Who comes up with this stuff?
It's a collaborative effort of just amongst, the six of us, basically. Whoever comes up with an idea, if we all like it, we'll all push for it.
And not long ago, Joel, you decided on a new line of beers, and this one has an interesting twist, this line, because it honors the amazing actor and a guy who's well known as a Californian, Clint Eastwood. Now tell us about this particular array of beers.
Okay, well, this is just a series of beers that we're putting out, one every few months. Every 3 months, we've already released one of the beers, and they're named after Clint Eastwood movies, or they're parodies.
All right, give us an example.
Clint Eastwood movies. Okay, so the first one that already came out was called Two Hops for Sister Sarah, and it's obviously a parody on a lesser known Clint Eastwood film.
Two Mules. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Okay, that's one of them.
Yeah, and the next in the series will be Dirty Hoppy. And
of course, Dirty Hoppy.
That namesake needs no explanation.
Yeah, it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
And that'll be an opaque or hazy IPA.
Okay, that's two.
And that's two. And then there's a third one coming out that will be called Escape from Alcatraz.
I love that.
Of course it will be. And of course it'll be a lager.
Yes, of course it would be. Escape.
In the style, more particularly, specifically of a steam beer.
All right, so you've got three so far. Are there more?
There may be a fourth. We're still talking about that one.
Okay. Well, my producer says that you should consider the no-name beer because of his spaghetti westerns.
Yes, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, just a thought to throw into the mix. Now, does Clint himself know anything about these beers?
We don't think so, but we're kind of hoping that he hears about it.
And, yeah.
Pays us a visit.
Yeah, you should call his people. He'd be interested in this, I think.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. We've talked about it.
Yeah, I think you should go ahead and do it. I mean, he's in Monterey all the time, and when he's not making movies, and that's just a hop, skip, and a jump between there and 101 North Brewing in Petaluma. No problem.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really, really something.
All right. Well, maybe we'll try to connect with him for you and see if we can't hook you up there. Yeah. Clint Eastwood bears three hops for Sister Sarah. And, of course, Dirty Hoppy and Escape from Alcatraz. Is that correct? Alcatraz.
Alcatraz.
Okay. Very good and a unique idea to celebrate the drinking of beer just in time for St. Paddy's Day. And thanks for filling us in on the story, Joel. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And good luck to you with these.
Thanks.
All right, that is Joel Johnson from 101 North Brewing talking about the Clint Eastwood beers. I have a feeling he'd be into that sort of thing. Don't you think so?